me the crown. Yeah, burn slow. If you hate, you get flamed out. Everybody in the States know my name now. 200K just chilling in the PayPal. I'm about to blow, get away, not a safe ground. All you niggas steady rapping with the same sound. Fucking with the same bitches, kissing all the same mouths. I've been doing this since the playground. Just did a show in Detroit where they filmed the movie 8 Mile. I'm about to lose myself, I do myself. The truth is felt and you can tell. Shit, if I was you, I would shoot myself. Nah, if I was a scout, I'd recruit myself. Made an album, no budget, and recruit myself. Y'all niggas can't even tie your shoes yourself. Got a song worldwide on the radio. All independent, you signed and you got shell. Damn. But I still gotta prove myself. Know I'm the greatest, where the belt at? 50 million plays on Facebook, I know they felt that. Haters fell back, cause they know that I melt tracks. I'm the shit, smell that. Rolling in the deep, where's Adele at? Squad up. WTF gang pulling up in five trucks. Don't get me fired up. I made a living off this music, and you niggas ain't even made $5. Okay, I'm tired of debating. Let me end the conversation. I've been running Arizona, boy. And I've been trying not to say it, cause you don't deserve attention. But lately, I'm getting so annoyed. The comments is hard to avoid. Come and get destroyed. The funny thing is I'm living out in LA and went back home just for a week to see my other bitch in Illinois. I could take a break for a year, come back, and I know that it won't change. I'ma still be known around the globe, and you still gon' be a no-name. You made a song, you was hoping that it might work. This time you opened up for me, I hope your mic work. Your album hit the charts one day, it was gone. Day two, that's what we call light work. Game over, I don't think the lights work. Y'all niggas getting washed, like my shirt. Shitting on in my diet, heavy and fiber. And don't nobody wanna see me in a cypher. I swear to God, if you give me a day to write first, the mic burst, you might get hurt from the backlash. When my song come on, and the car, they start yelling from the backseat. Like they on cash cap, palms over Baghdad. Y'all niggas getting dropped like a baby getting held by a bad dad. Every time I diss clowns, don't nobody know who to diss about. Honestly, that's sad. Back to back, that's two in a row. Stupidest flow, coolest dude that you'll never know. I guess I'll smoke, that was like 2 years ago. So I'ma do it to him real quick, homie, burn slow, let him know. I could do this with my eyes closed, dressed in all black like the 5-0. And I'm aiming at my rivals. I be shooting like a rifle. And I just did the Tonight Show. Then I went and sold out my show. When you eating, everybody wanna get a bite. Everything get body. Everything get body. I can body anything. Everything get body. Everything get body. Send me a bitch, you know I got it. Everything get body. Everything get body. I can body anything. Everything get body. Send me a bitch, you know I got it. Got it. Somebody give me the grind. I think I got the juice, and you just looking thirsty right now. I feel like I'm way up and you way down. I feel like when I'm awake, you still on lay down. This is the game now. I am here all by myself. I am not looking for help. Don't have my hands up like, well, you traded water, and I'm feeling like Michael Phelps. Yeah, feeling like a nigga stab Curry with the shot, boy. If you hot, boy, I'm gone. You can come down. Only bad news when I come down. I'm up now. You've been doing like way too much. You don't know my situation. Standing in my line forever. I really been waiting. Working and working, been slaving. Devonta Rell and Futurist. Did we made it? We made it. Everything get body. Everything get body. I can body anything. Everything get body. Everything get body. Send me a bitch, you know I got it. Everything get body. Everything get body. I can body anything. Everything get body. Everything get body. Send me a bitch, you know I got it.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Puttons. Good morning. Oh, my goodness. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. That is Futuristic and Devon Terrell. Body. Everything's getting body. What? He said everything is getting body. Everything. I love these motherfuckers. They say, give me the crown. You burn slow. If you hate, you get flamed out. Everybody in the States know my name now. 200K just chilling in the PayPal. I'm about to blow. Get away now to safe ground. All you niggas steady rapping with the same sound. Fucking with the same bitches. Kissing all the same mouths. I've been doing this since the playground. Just did a show in Detroit where they filled the 8 Mile. I'm about to lose myself. I do myself. The truth is felt, and you can tell. Shit, if I was you, I would shoot myself. Nah, if I was a scout, I'd recruit myself. Made an album, no budget, and recoup myself. Y'all niggas can't even tie your shoes yourself. Got a song worldwide on the radio. All independent, you signed, and you got shelved. Damn, I still gotta prove myself. No, I'm the greatest. Where's the belt at? 50 million plays on Facebook. I know you felt that. Haters fall back because they know that I melt tracks. I'm the shit, smell that. Rolling in the deep, where's Adele at? Squad up, what the fuck game pulling up in five trucks? Don't get me fired up. I made a living off of music and you niggas ain't even make $5. Okay, I'm tired of debating. Let me end the conversation. I'm running Arizona, boy, and I've been trying not to say it because you don't even deserve attention. But lately, I'm getting annoyed. The comments is hard to avoid, and anybody that wanted can come and get destroyed. The funny thing is I'm living out in L.A. and went back home just for a week to see my other bitch in Illinois. I can take a break for a year, come back, and I know that it won't change. I'll still be known around the globe, and you're still going to be a no-name. Body. Body. I love futuristic. I love artists that's out here on the grind, that's not selling themselves, you know, for a buck and going against the grain and having people, when they talk, stop what you're doing to go and argue with them. Like, he just, he will body you, somebody come for him. But at the end of the day, he's showing his talent. So, no, I ain't got time for that. So, I want to talk about a few things this morning. I may lose, because I got 5 listeners. I may lose 4 and I might just be 1. So, it's okay for me. 3 things I want to talk about. The first thing. It pays you nothing and it does not hype you up when you go on other people's pages and become bullies. It doesn't. It doesn't hype you up. It doesn't. Now, don't get me wrong, because there's no shade to nobody, so don't come for me because I know how to come back. I've seen where people are going on people's pages and try to destroy them or come for them. I don't know if this is just how it's supposed to be. I don't know that. I don't know if people just want to get, you know, a hate bandwagon out and just go for people. I don't know. I just know it's sad to see how people are now getting dragged because of what they believe. You ever been to a misa where the person is black and all they hear is Spanish? I used to think that was the most horrific thing because when black people give their spiritual table, it's usually in the kitchen, and they allow everyone to speak. The sad fucking part, right? Since everybody want to get on everybody's fucking page and go off, how the fuck am I black in an ATR and my old people not even invited? I'm going to talk about that tonight. So we ain't going to get too far into this. How the fuck am I black and I'm not even a part or accepted in an ATR? It says African traditional religion. I'm black and I'm not even accepted in the thing that is me. We can't go to church because we don't fit in no more. We don't. We done found out the truth. We really don't fit in. We can't go to Muslims and all of that because we don't see the connection. The one thing that we saw a connection in, we getting kicked out. We ourselves is getting kicked out. We're getting kicked out of our own shit. We getting kicked out. So if we're dancing, singing, partying, having fun, enjoying the spirit like the slaves did our ancestors, it's wrong. We getting kicked out of the very fucking thing that is us. We don't even fit in our own shit. We don't. And it's so crazy that we're falling for it. That's the sad part. But if we speak out about it, we're wrong, we're racist, oh, it's fucked up, oh. Somebody said something, and I love this sister, and I'm not going to fuck up her name, but I know she's Crown Shango. Oh, well, the Spanish people held it, and they brung it over. I was like, what? And she said, no, we had it too. But see, we were taught to hate ourselves and to cause a separation, even amongst our own and Spanish people. So we didn't connect, but now we are. And now everyone knows of Ifa and the Shay Shay and the blacks and you know what I'm saying? And now it's bad. Like I said, I'm grateful to have a seat at the table. Being young, just being able to talk to people. I'm no better than no one else. But if you are a part of uplifting your community, making sure that it's better and you are moving forward, but not only for yourself, but for others, and making sure everyone is seen after, I'm going to give you props. There's the spirit dancers and stuff that's in Atlanta, and they do a lot. They really do. And everyone's allowed to come in and join, and they sing songs from everybody. I know a few of those people, and it's an honor to watch. It's an honor to see all black. It is. I'm not even going to fucking lie. I'm black. It's an honor to see all black people doing that and loving the Orisha and respecting it. But it becomes a problem when outside people see it. Sisters and the like, we're not taking offense. It's okay. But sis, recognize and see. I said, oh, I see. I watch everything from afar. But how the fuck are we an ATR? And when you go to Mises or you go to things, you're not honored. So your slaves and your egos are sitting outside saying, oh, we're not welcome here. All right, you stay, but we're not welcome here. They don't call us. So many people used to always tell me, right? And this is where I fell in love with Haiti. So many people always tell me, you need to learn Spanish. So I'm going to learn anything. I'm going to learn Creole. I'm going to learn what my ancestors spoke. Wow, my ancestors didn't speak Spanish. They spoke Creole. That's what I'm going to learn. So, no. Oh, no, no, no. One person, seriously, one person, that was Eli. When people used to say that, Eli used to be like, why? She's not Spanish. Why are y'all telling her to learn that? No. Speak English in front of her then. That's why I have a great love for Eli. It's just really sad to see all of this taking place. But guess what? It needed to be seen. It needed to be talked about. It needed to be said. Now, he is an asshole, a predator, all that. He should be stabbed, dead, doesn't matter. But I noticed that all the people, because they tried to label them as crazy. I went to a Misa and they were singing Negro spirituals. What? It was like, long as I got King Jesus, long as I got King Jesus, long, long, long. I was like, what? All right. And people were looking like it was foreign. And I was like, wow. And they deemed the lady crazy. I threw the Misa. Like, that's not how it's supposed to go. That's crazy. Why? It's called an ATR. The slaves sung spirituals so they can be meeting each other. Where to go? Down by the river. They sung that the same way they did their cornrows, like a map. So you mean to tell me that the very ones that brought this over, we don't honor. We don't honor them. I said, I'm going to make it my business that when I have one, they better start singing some Negro spirituals. Because if not, I will. I will sing them proud and strong and all of that, because if you invite me to one and my spirits are not welcome, I'm not coming. I'm not. I will get up and leave. I don't give a fuck if it's for one of my god kids. I would get up and leave. There's no more separation. We all on the same tree. But you mean to tell me mine's is not welcome? Then don't welcome my money. Don't welcome my services. Because if I can't be in this picture, then I don't need to be there. And that's fact. That is fact on everything. See, everybody wants to own something. Let me tell you, when I was going through, black people thought I was wrong because I didn't go to Ifa. But Spanish people thought, oh, she's taking our belief. She's taking our religion. It ain't yours. It ain't just yours. It's for everyone. I saw Chinese, white, Hindu, all of that. And that's beautiful to have it for everybody. I can't go to someone that's raised over in China but know the Orisha and tell them what they're doing is wrong. That's their culture that they're adding that. Over there, they may only have rice to serve. That's why I love Haiti, because how they do it, everything is an altar outside. Everything. Everybody is under this. Voodoo? What? Everyone. But they have respect for the Orisha. Because when we was at the ocean, they was going there to see La Sirene. But they all knew of Yemaya. But over there, this is who we understand yours. And we give reverence to it and respect. But this is who we talk to. So I can't go over there and be like, no, the ocean is Yemaya. No, if it's La Sirene for them, that's who I'm going to respect. See, we get it twisted and think that our way is the right way. It's not the only way. My mom and them told me that years ago. There's a million ways to get to the Creator. Everyone takes their own path. If that's the case, then all our fucking fingerprints and everything else would be just like each other. No, we're all different. The beauty is learning to accept that difference. Not trying to put these fucking man-made fucking problems or bullying me. Nah, man, bye. I ain't got to deal with that. Bye. See you later. Move on. When you are down south, right? Everywhere you go, even in the clubs, they have a corner over there for Egun, for ancestors. Everywhere you go, there's a candle lit for your ancestors. Come up here, you don't see that. But I guarantee you, people from up north, they'll go down south and be like, oh, they can't have this here because it's liquor and stuff here. And they playing music. Look at them dancing. Why? Their ancestors didn't dance? Black folks was known to do that. Drinking, dancing, partying, all that. And we still gave respect to our grandmama and them that was dead because we knew who carried us. We didn't run around and worship a cross because we already knew it was strange fruit. And that strange fruit was us hanging from a tree. So why are we praying to somebody on this goddamn cross when our ancestors died and bled for us to be here? So no, that's why I said, I'm not going to disrespect mine no more. I'm not. Fuck you and anybody that don't believe that. Move on. But I'm not going nowhere where we not welcome. And for the next person to tell me, oh, you need to learn Spanish, I'm going to be like, no, I don't. And stop disrespecting my ancestors. No. Babes. No, you learn that. That's for you. It's not for me. My son may, because on his father's side, that's great. But not me. I'm going to own mine and stand on it. And all those that don't like it, fuck you. Mother made you? Motherfuck yeah. That's my answer. Mother made you? Motherfuck yeah. Alrighty. So that's one. Second conversation. I'm not going to ask 50 million people about something that I already know the answer to. That's fact. If someone tells me, hey, Obeyono me, thank you. I trusted that person. And that's it. I don't need to ask, well, what you thinking? What you thinking? What you think? Nah. First of all, if I'm asking you a question, I really got to trust you, right? But I noticed that everyone that you go to somebody, whoever they, well, who told you that? You know, they fucked up. Everybody's way is the right way. So hence, that's why I don't. I respect those that, I know a lot of Aluos now, which I'm very grateful for. I really am. I know a lot of spiritual people. My doors have been open to people that worship all different things, but they all have the same respect for spirit, deity, ancestor, all of that. And I'm very grateful for that part. So I don't just automatically judge anybody because I know what that shit feels like. But I also know if I go to someone, I'm trusting what they, because spirit sent me to you. So I'm going to trust that and I'm going to move on. I'm not going to ask 70 million people. No, for what? I already went to the person I trusted. I don't need to go nowhere else, you know. And if I ever was to recommend, if somebody comes to me, because I just don't be like, oh, I know this person. If you come to me, hey, this and this. Somebody came and I said, do you live close by Chicago? Yeah. Yo, Victor Guzman is a beast. You know, Ibaru, he is. Great Aluo. Chicago Bayou. I would rather for you to live and use your resources that you have right there than you coming all the way to New York. Why? If you live close by, go to the people that's there. I found you someone that's credible. Go there. I'm a strong believer that all money is not good money. I'm a strong believer for that. And I'm also a strong believer that religion doesn't make you broke. Religion shouldn't make you where you have to lose everything. And then, oh, yeah, well, because they told me that. And I think that's the most horrific thing somebody had to say. So, nah, no. That's, no. Like, nah. So if you live near Chicago, I'm going to send you the Victor Guzman number. If you live in Atlanta, I know where to send you. If you live in South Carolina, if you live in, Boise, Idaho, I know someone to send you. I'm not going to say, hey, get on a plane and come to New York. Why? I can't afford it. Why? I got a godchild that lives out of state. I would go see her first before I allow her to come up here. Like, for real. And I wouldn't charge her to be like, oh, well, you have to pay for my flight. I only fly first class. Why? Why? But I wouldn't ask 90 million people, oh, do you think I should pay? Or do you think she should go? When my daughter came up here, my goddaughter, I booked a hotel. I was like, nope, here. You know what I'm saying? Here. Oh, you're not supposed to do that. Why? Why? I'm not here to make them lose their money. You know what I'm saying? No, I'm not. That's, but I'm not going to ask 50 million people neither. If I trust you enough, I ask you. That's it. That's all. If I need something for spiritual, I got a godfather. I call him. And it's crazy because most people would think, well, Ifa Bayo, she don't. No, I don't need to tell you what I do. Just respect that I'm doing this over here. I don't need to follow nobody else. One thing I'm not, though, that's the crazy. I'm not a follower. I'm not a follower. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I'm here to do me. I learned a long time ago. There's no bump beds in funerals. You die on your own. That's it. So, now the third thing. I've seen and noticed, right, that everyone has this opinion or this vision of people and or of what the religion is, the culture. Excuse me. And everybody, right? No, I mean everybody, I'm talking about the people that's I've seen. They have to go and get readings for 90 million people. Tell y'all about that spiritual herpes shit, but hey. And then they want to dog their godparent out or sit and have a conversation about their godparent to someone else. That's sad. That's sad. Especially if your godparent is doing everything that needs to be done within their power. But let me tell y'all this, right? So y'all will know. And for any of my God kids that's listening or anyone that my God kids went to or whatever, and you feel you had a conversation about me and all of that, great. Thank you. Thank you. Right? I have fought a sickness. Ain't HIV, none of that. So no, right? So let me clear that room up. And I will be talking about this tonight. I fought where paralyzed on one side. Dorothy and Tressie was the only two that came and made sure my ass walked and did what I had to do. So to them, of course, I'll be there at the blink of a fucking eye. They know that. They watched me. They made sure that I had in a blizzard, they came and made sure I was good, right? And my son-in-law, right? Far from a weak person. Far from a person that will have people. My kids can't even stop me when I'm ready to do something. And there's always a method to my madness. My mother taught me that when I was young. Three things. You don't share who you fucking. You don't share your next move. And you don't share how much money you got. With nobody. That's your business. Right? So that's always been my thing. I will offer and help wherever I can. That is fact. If you feel you need to get 90 readings from somebody, go right ahead. I can't stop you from doing that. You're grown. You can do whatever. I'm not a bully. And I don't own you. I don't own you. I wouldn't care whatever conversation you have about me behind my back, all of that. Because see, in my face, that's not going to happen. But behind my back, I don't care. That doesn't bother me. Trust and believe that. But what it bothers me is don't lie on me. I teach a class and I blatantly said, oh, my God, kids can have for free because I want to make sure you understand and you learn. Anytime you need something, okay. But don't call me when all you want is a spell. You don't want to learn nothing. You just want a spell. Don't call me and try to talk about other readers after you done went there. Because see, the circle is small. It may seem big, but it's small. Don't call me when all your shit is fucked up because you done went over here and these people didn't do what they needed. Because don't lie with me and say I don't help. Oh, she don't have time for me. Why? I make time for everybody. If you hit me up, see, the problem is, and I thought that was a lie, but the problem is if I'm sitting here, you telling me to make time for you and I do, and you don't show up, then what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to go out and find you? I know you fucking lying. Every teacher that I had in this life, I went to them. Crutches, hurt, all of that. I went to him. Now, my son and him said, but my, everybody's not like you. I understand that. And I don't expect you to be. It's only one of Ifa Bayo. I want it to be one of you. But like I said, I don't need to see, know, or anything. Oh, shumsies. That's who you came and brought a plate, a candle, and two coconuts. You two candles, two coconuts, and a plate, too. You didn't give anything to Ifa Bayo, a.k.a. Donna. You didn't give me nothing. Nothing. You made sure those beads were done. The ceremony was done correctly. I always used someone that was older than me and to make sure you had what you needed. That's it. But I tell you what, I'm not. I'm not your personal fucking root worker that's going to help you to get your man or get you money or seek revenge on somebody. I'm not that. I'm not your... Oh, I only call you when I need something because other than that, I don't want to be fucking with you. And for everyone you went to, blessings to them and you too. My mother gave me a perfect example, right? She had us all go, and I shared this story many times. She had us all go with her to the supermarket. And she said, get what y'all want. Oh, my God. So we all happy. I had my friends. We happy. I'm getting all kinds of shit, right? Because I was high, so I was wanting all kinds of shit. We get to the register. She kept walking, went right out the door. I'm like, what? We couldn't purchase nothing. I was like, what the fuck? What's wrong with her? Is she crazy? Oh, my God. I walk all the way home. I'm mad. She said, felt fucked up, right? Embarrassed, horrible. I was like, yeah. She said, that's how I feel when I have to learn about my kids from out in the street. It's bad. It's disrespectful. Fucked up. But yet and still, they'll sit there. And I used to always sit and wonder, like, why do godparents or godkids, you know what I'm saying? Why it's always some kind of whatever? But I understand we also need patience. We need understanding. You know, there's boundaries. I don't party with no guy kid. I don't party with my own kid. So I know I'm not partying. I don't care if you're grown or not. We're not partying. No. We'll sit and talk. I don't need to tell you my medical. So I get mad when I hear that. I don't need to tell you what's going on. Mind your business. And I'm not mad about my godfather when that happened. I'm not mad. It's not my job here is to make sure you're good spiritually. To make sure that your walk is good. And however I can help you to uplift you and make you better than me, by all means. But you should not have to worry about who I'm fucking, why I'm fucking them, what's going on, what's with my relationship, none of that. No, that's that. I didn't do that with my mother. Why? My mother didn't tell me what was going on with my father. No. For what? That's their business. But if something went wrong, she's right there. I didn't have to look around and hope she's there. She was there. She made every sacrifice she could. So that's how my mother was. So, of course, I'm going to do the same. I do the same with my own kids. And call them on their bullshit. And they know how to call me. Mom, come on. What you doing? That's too much. All right. Make me see. Okay. But I'm not here to do the gossiping and all that. No. No. But like I said, you want to have a conversation with somebody? Go right ahead. Because guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep growing and keep going. That's it. That lady, baby, when I tell you I have a love for that lady. That lady, baby, that lady. I don't understand when y'all people go, I don't mess with Oshun. I love that lady. That lady is everything to me. Everything in my body is that lady. That lady is everything to me. Everything to me. And all the rest of them are too. But she's everything to me. I love her. Every moment of the day, I love her. I love her. She's amazing. And she won't let me down at all. At all. She cursed me out, get me, tell me, all of that. And I love her for it. Everything in my body, I love her. I love her. Hence why she gave me the name. Because everybody else can see what they want, but she knows. But baby, when she start exposing and showing, she lets me see. And I just sit back and say, okay, all right. Because see, most people think that. Like, I'm always saying, because it was true. It was true. When Tata Campo said it, the other lady wrote me and said the same thing. You know, people think that you're dumb, like you don't know nothing. And I sit back and be like, okay, all right. I don't know shit. I'm dumb as a bag of bricks. Why? Because I don't speak Spanish. That was one of them. And that I don't know anything. People think that because when I met Candelo, that's the first time I ever came out. People think that I don't know nothing. I'm serious. And that's sad. But they really believe that. Like, I don't know shit. I'm new. I just started to them. Oh, she just started this. She only been doing this for a year, 2 years. Wow. Wow. So I've been putting up memories. 8 years ago today, I would do spiritual tables, misas, right? For people that couldn't afford. Everybody was welcome. I don't care what you was into. Everyone was welcome. And people would come. They would come. Because they needed to help. And the reason why I did that, I said a ruler would go and help so many villages. The people would give you all kinds of stuff. People would bring food. They had whatever, beans, rice, whatever. And we would laugh and be like, no, you don't have to bring that. Like, no. Because the job was to me to help the community. We would walk through the projects and we would have a crowd walking behind us. My niece Samantha, all of them. There were so many people that witnessed. We didn't post it all. Like, no. But we did that. I would have a toy drive and make sure all kids got toys. I would do all kinds of things, right? Years ago. Always did it. I remember my god sister Diane, she said, I got all these toys and they gave them to me so I can give it to the kids. I was like, thank you, thank you. You know? All these people that run around and claim they all this and that. I don't see you do nothing. Even if you don't post it, I still don't. But they can sit high and look low on people. Sit down. Sit down. No, I didn't just come on the map. Maybe social media, but I didn't just come on the map. And you know, a lot of great spiritualist people don't have social media. They don't. And they good with that. They somewhere else, doing their thing, worrying about their community, making sure. So many people are preparing and putting stuff together, and they give it away for free. Or whatever you can give here, so you can start your new year off right. Where is that at? Where is that? So, don't. You can come up with your own. You can come up with your own. But baby, this is nothing new. That's why I said I'm retiring. Because I done put my work in. I did. Maybe I'm new as being crowned. But working out here and talking and helping? Nah. I got over 20-something years of this. That's how I know to sit back and listen. I know not to jump. I've been doing this. And a caseworker. So I know. I know. I'm good at what I do. Yeah, you can call me arrogant, egotistical, the whole nine. But I put my work in. So I can say and do. And it's no more, I'm just going to do it because out of respect. No. If my people ain't invited, I ain't coming either. Let me tell you, Angel told me this story, and I just now respected this story. He would go and talk to these people and get help and stuff like that. And he moved in this apartment. Any other time, he'd talk to his ego and, you know, move like that. But this one time, he was like, you know, no, because listening to everybody. Well, the apartment got flooded or burnt down or something. And he was like, what happened? Oh, my God, what happened? He went to a drumming and they told him, you didn't invite us into that home. You didn't tell us this is who we are. You didn't ask us. You just went. So since we wasn't invited, we allowed you to do it on your own. And it messed up. And from that day forward, he didn't do anything without asking. So I thought it was, you learn lessons from people. You learn lessons from people. And those lessons come into play. May not make sense right then and there, but it makes sense down the line. Because there's a reason why you went through it. So you can learn. Everything is an act of learning. For you to do better. And I will say, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for every lesson, every blessing that was ever given to me. I'm grateful. And may you all be grateful in learning. But catch me tonight on Get Mug Monday. Have some real conversations. Because they needed to be spoken about. Classes will start January 9th. It'll be the third week, which I'm very grateful. I love my students. I do. February, I'll be in Omaha, Nebraska. And in April, I'll be in Detroit with the Motown Witch. And my condolences to Faith Tabernacle. The first lady of the church passed away this morning. And an hour later, Mother Cora passed away. They were best friends. They both died today. Shepherd Mother was the pastor's wife. She was cool. She was. Shepherd Mother was cool. I got to give it to her. She was. She was cool. But Cora, baby, you ever saw an old lady, black as night, perfect set of white teeth, but fired up about Jesus, fired up about Jesus. That's Cora, baby. Oh, I had a great love for Cora, though. Cora was fired up for Jesus, honey. And you said something wrong, she'll make that face and take that little arm. And when I wanted to be an usher, oh my gosh, she smelled bright when I would come in there because I would make sure my uniform was spanking white. She would just smile and look at me. When I had an argument in the church, that hurt her. Oh, Mother Cora was amazing. She was. She was the mother of the church. Old lady. Old lady. But she, baby. I said, and I told my son this morning, I said, the only thing I regret is hearing her story as a child coming up and how she leaned on Jesus. Because Cora's faith was immaculate. You talk about anything, but you can't change her faith in Jesus. You know, Sister Frankie, you know, all of them. Man, these old ladies, man, they were prayer warriors. What? They prayed, baby. When I tell you they prayed, they prayed. They prayed. Couldn't stop them from praying. What? Everything. If Jesus wasn't invited, we ain't going. And I'm not mad at them because they were the example of their faith. We get some timing. We want to go and initiate and everything. All they had was Jesus. That's all they had. That's all they needed. They didn't need nothing else. They had Jesus. That was it. That was it. That they don't need nothing else. They not going over here to become Pentecostal, Baptist, New Methodist. They ain't need none of that. They just needed Jesus. That's it. Whatever title you had, okay, is Jesus there? No? Then let's go. Bye. That was their thing. We get into religion and, oh, well, you crown, but that's not enough. I got to go into Palo. That's not enough. I got to go over here to 21 Division. That's not enough. How many fucking hats do you need? You got one ass. Why you got 50 chairs? You're not going to sit in there. That's why I love these ladies. Man, what? Their life was an example of their faith. I don't need anything else. I need this right here. This right here is the end all be all. That's why I tell people, I don't need all that. I respect y'all. Wow. That's cute. That's great. That's what. But guess what? I don't need all that. I got that lady. I got that lady and the crew that walks with me and my egg on. That's all I need. I don't need nothing else. Y'all good? Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Oh, well, you need. Nope. I don't. You won't have me act like I don't. My faith is it needs a reboot or whatever. Nah, I'm good. I'm good with what I got. I'm good with a ruler sits here. My Ori sits here. I got my crew. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you. Oh, you need that. I don't need that. And Cora and them, they were the perfect example. Those ladies, as long as they got King Jesus, they don't need nobody else. When they sung that song from feeling, baby. They knew that song from the dope. Long as I got King Jesus, long that I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. And that's their faith. As long as I got them, my saints, my santos, I don't need nobody else. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you. That's it. Oh, because you know how people go. Oh, you know, you're obsessed. You ever been to Haiti? Because they don't play. They don't fly nobody flag except they own. They put theirs first. Forget you. What? Okay, yeah, no, but this is what we doing. All right. Respect it or reject it. Bye. Guess what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to worry. Bye. They came in my room. I was bringing my saints. And my godmother, she said, what you got a Haitian fat for? I said, because my ancestors are from Haiti. And she was like, oh, for real? You never told me. I said, you never asked. And okay. She was like, for real? I said, yeah. She was like, wow. And I remember I used to always tell my aunts and them, one day I'm going to Haiti to see where we are from. God damn it, I did it. Me fed a fun ego all day for the rest of my fucking life. So I don't need nobody else. I'm good. I know where I came from. I see the arrogance, the ego, the pride, the hard work. See where I came from. And I love it. Each and every day I love it. And I appreciate it. I don't need to worry about nobody else. I know where I come from. What about you? Oh, okay. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So, prayers out to the family. To Pastor Roberts. Because he just lost his partner, his girl, his number one chick. you know, to their children, you know. So, and to the Faith Tabernacle family, definitely prayers out to you. Prayers out to anyone that lost a loved one this morning. You know, death is always hard. You know, I can't tell you how to heal or when to heal and when to, you know, all I can do is offer you prayers and condolences and keep, you know, you in a good vibe. That's about it. Because can't nobody do it for me. Because you still want your loved ones here. That's why I tell you. Talk to them now because they only here on borrowed time. Ain't nobody promised to be here forever. That wasn't in the contract. So, you know, let's be real. Talk about the elephant in the room. Keep going. Keep sharing. Keep, you know, keep doing it. And blessings, because I woke up. I didn't know, so I do apologize. I didn't know that when you hit in your messenger, you have messages that people are not your friends, but you also got to hit the spam side. So I had like all of these emails and messages, and so many women came forward to tell me about the abuse of Candelo and them. Oh my God. And Jay's husband for his kids. So, I mean, all of this happened in November, and I didn't even look. So I do apologize for anyone that, you know, I reached out to. It's not a joke. It's not, wow, like, I'm really grateful that something was like, yo, look here. And because he kept on having the blue check, and I was like, I don't have no messages. So when I just said, I just hit spam, and I was like, what the fuck? So I apologize for all the late responses, but I'm grateful for seeing all of that, because some of the stories are, wow, man. So I love this lady, man. Mefeta Funo Shun all day. I love her, man. I love her. I love her so much. I love her. Oh, my God, I love her. I love her so much. So much. I love my mother. Oh, my God, I love her. I love her so much. Oh, I love her so much. I love her. I love her. I love her so much. Oh, I love her. Same way people love their Arisha, I love mine. I love mine. I love them. I love them so much. I'm so grateful. So grateful. So grateful. So I see y'all this evening at 7 o'clock. Tune in. Share. Hit like. Safe and happy holidays. I don't know if we're still waiting for the upload, the download, or whatever's supposed to happen, but I thought it happened the first time you picked up to say you want to follow a spiritual path. You got your upload, your download, or whatever. So I don't know what's supposed to happen on the 21st. I just know that hopefully the sun is out and maybe some of the snow will melt, but then it's supposed to snow later on. So I really don't know. I don't know what we're waiting on, but whatever it is, I'm gonna be like the Jamaica and say, let me see how some of y'all work with it and stuff. And if it fit me, then I see, well, okay, all right, maybe. Or because I just don't jump on the bandwagon with everybody. No, I don't follow the masses, because when the M fall off, y'all a bunch of asses. And that's not me. I don't follow masses. That right there is kind of scary. I don't do clicks and I don't do none of that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Stay focused, stay grounded, stay necessary, because you are needed. Stay necessary. And on that note, it's always been a plum pleasing pleasure. This is Bobby Ann's baby girl saying, good morning, Putin.